I don't need to defend Jesus. I just need everyone to know what he said. Jesus will defend himself. The Holy Spirit will make an argument for Jesus. It's just my job to tell. So I'm here to tell you everything about Jesus and just what he said. Okay, because he's only three things. He's Lord, he's liar, or he's lunatic. Okay, he's either Lord of all creation, the Messiah, the Christ, actually God in flesh, because that's what he said he was. Jesus made bold claims, the most bold claims. In John 8:56, Jesus says, "Your father, Abraham, the father of faith, rejoiced as he looked forward to my coming. He saw it and was glad." He's saying, Abraham, the father of faith, known in the Bible, looked forward to Jesus' day. In verse 57, the people said, "You aren't even 50 years old. How can you say you have seen Abraham?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, before Abraham was even born, I am." Two words, I am. The most controversial statement in the Bible, maybe, because you know who is the I am? God. God revealed himself to Moses as the I am. God revealed himself to every, he is I, just when God revealed himself in scripture to somebody, to a prophet, he said, I am that I am. Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am. So before, I'm alive now, but even before Abraham was walking the earth, I am. I existed even before Abraham, making himself out to be God. And the Jews at that point picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus was hidden from the temple. They picked up stones to throw at him because stoning was the punishment for blasphemy. The Jews knew exactly what he was saying. He was saying, I'm God. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whoever believes in the son shall have everlasting life. Acts 4:12, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. No other name under heaven in which we are saved other than the name of Jesus. John 3:36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. John 17:3, and this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. 1 John 5:11-12, this is not Jesus' words, but this is a quotation. This is John, the Apostle John writing, and this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life, and whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. John 4:25-26, this is Jesus speaking. The woman comes to the well. This is the woman at the well coming, asking. Jesus asked her for water. They go through this whole dialogue, and then she says, I know that the Messiah, called Christ, is coming, and he will explain everything when he comes. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. Jesus told the woman at the well, I am he. I am the Messiah. I am the Christ. I'm the one that has been prophesied about for thousands and thousands of years, that is the one who's going to come and ransom the people from their sin, ransom from their bondage and slavery to the law of God, these commandments to sin that has kept them in bondage for generations and generations. I am he. I am the Messiah. He told it to her face. And then guess what she did? She couldn't keep it to herself because he prophesied to her that she not only had one husband, but had five. And she perceived that he was a prophet. And she realized that he actually is the Messiah. And she told the whole town. And the whole town comes out to Jesus. And they believed in Jesus. And she said, in the town says, we believe because of what she told us, but now we believe because of what you said. Jesus makes seven I am statements. I am the bread of life in John 3. I am the bread of life in John 6:35. I am the light of the world in John 8:12. I am the door in John 10:7. I am the good shepherd in chapters 10 and 11 of John. In chapters 11, verse 25, I'm the resurrection and the life. In John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. In John 15:1, I am the true vine. Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the way, the way of life, the way to heaven, the way to find fulfillment. Any way, I am that. I am truth. So it's not my truth, your truth, his truth, her truth. It's I'm truth. Jesus Christ is truth in flesh. Pilate said that, I think it's John 18. Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? When truth in flesh was sitting right there looking him in the face. Jesus is truth. Jesus is love wearing, like, with skin. The epitome of the human experience is in that man's body, was in Jesus's body. And the life. There is no satisfaction outside of the Son. It's temporary. You can find temporary, but it ain't real fruit. It ain't real life. It ain't everlasting life, like he says in John 3:16. Whoever believes in the Son shall have everlasting life and shall not perish. If you want everlasting life, that's found in the Son. You can't find everlasting life in this world. Okay, you can find, it's all fun and games. You can talk about Jesus being a good teacher, Jesus being an encourager, Jesus being a great guy, which he is, all of those things. But Jesus was God in flesh, the Son of God, to who he came to ransom a people and to be the propitiation for our sins, the sacrifice for the sins of the world. He bore the sins of the world on that tree, and he rose from the dead 3 days later, defeating sin, defeating death, so that I might become and you might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He took our place because we owed a debt because of our sin. He took our place, died for us so that we take his place, so we have righteousness. We bear the righteousness of Jesus because he took our death that we owe, so that we have free everlasting life that starts right now here on earth, reconciliation, fellowship, and communion with the Father, with God, and that one day will result in glorification, going to heaven and living forever, that death no longer has its sting that it once had because I've been liberated from lifelong slavery, which was fear of death. You feel me? Jesus is either the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, fully man, God in the flesh, the Messiah, the one who is worthy of all our praise, all our worship, and all our affection, or he's a liar, or he's a lunatic. It's time, says in Revelations, do not be lukewarm, either be hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I will spit you out. It's time to get off the fence, okay? I'm perfectly okay with you going one way or the other. My heart burns for you to know Jesus and to walk in the fulfillment and the love and the fruit and the joy and all the things, all the blessings that are available inside the love of Jesus. Because there's so many blessings inside the love of Jesus. But I'm not here to convince you. That's the Holy Spirit's job. That's Jesus' job. And if you give, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened to you. If you ask Jesus for wisdom, it says that in James, you will receive it. If your earthly father knows how to give you good gifts, how much more does your heavenly father want to give you wisdom, give you righteousness and life and joy and peace, all of the things that come with knowing you're loved by him. Knowing you're loved by him, the point of him, he's God in the flesh, and that he, God in all his love, all his wisdom, said, I'm going to leave my throne in heaven and go down and free them and die in their place. Holy cow. The whole point of the Bible is him, who I'm talking about, God, Messiah, his main message is, I love you. Come to me, all who weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's an offer on the table for you that if you are willing to humble yourself and ask for wisdom, all who are weary and heavy laden, come to me, and I will give you rest. Jesus is the answer. He's the Lord. He's a liar or a lunatic. Get off of the fence. Go one way or the other. But I promise you, if you go to Jesus, you will not be denied. You will experience fruit and you will experience life and life more abundantly. In Jesus' name. I hope this blessed you. I'm fired up. Please, please, please. This kid's came out. If you need prayer, leave a comment and I will pray for you personally. every comment I will pray for. Ask Jesus and he'll give it to you. Just open your heart, get on your knees, humble yourself, get off your high horse and say, Father, I don't know if you are who you say you are. Show me. He will not turn you away. It's not in his character. I hope this blessed y'all. I'll see you on the next one.